oh my God. And the doctor came in there, and he administered some medicine to me. He asked me my name. I said, Virginia Whitaker. He said, what is your date of birth? I said, 3/11/52. And I guess I had fell asleep. I thought, you know, when I woke up, the procedure was over. I ain't failed nothing. I didn't even know I had the procedure. It was all over. They said, Miss Whitaker, we're finna take you back to your room. I said, what? Oh, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I was so happy. They didn't sign nothing. They said everything was all right. I said, now look at God. I just praise God. Oh, I just praise God. I just praise God. I said, Lord, I just thank you so much because I was so scared. I was 58 years old. Never had this done. Should have had it done when I was 50 years old. And I tried, and everything always popped up. So this year, I said, Lord, I got to get it done. Get it done.
Well, we thank God for you, Miss Virginia, and we thank God for Pastor Jay, who, you know, just introduced you to the products. And so we are very, very happy that you went to the doctor and no polyps were found. You had a clean colon. And for those of you out there who are afraid, I want you to know that the word of God, faith and fear cannot exist in the same space. And so just, you know, take the action. Do what is absolutely necessary. Get yourself checked. Do what you know you need to do. Don't wait 8 years, but, you know, go on and get this thing. Get yourself taken care of. Okay, thank you, Miss Virginia. You all need to know that is major for her. She gets on this call first thing in the morning so that she can get herself introduced, get a prayer request in, because she doesn't like talking in front of folks so much. So I thank God for you being obedient this morning. Who else do we have on the line with a praise report that is ready, a victory tidbit that is ready? Just *6 and come on in so that we can hear what God is doing in answer to your prayer as you have been hearing the word of God. Now, you know, a lot of you have been talking to me, so I'm going to be calling you if you don't come on. I can.
Miss Bobby is on the line.
Okay.
Good morning. I want to thank God this morning for the Master's morning call and for the prayer warriors. I've, you know, made several prayer requests. I had requested prayer for my mom. Her skin had started to break down. She had decubiti on her buttocks, and her heels were breaking down. And the next time I went, you know, I was able to look at her feet, and the skin was completely restored. And a little while later, I was able to look at her backside, and that sore was gone. And I had also requested prayer for myself. I had gotten some negative reports about cysts and polyps in my sinuses. And when I had another MRI done, there were no polyps, and the EMT told me that the cyst that was there was nothing to be concerned about. And I got another report, and I went to see a neurologist, and what the doctor was saying, maybe, she said, absolutely not. So I thank God for the things that he's doing in my life and in the lives of my family.
Praise God, praise God. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the evil report, or are you going to believe the report of God? It doesn't matter what is said. Once you look at the word of God and see what the word of God says and use these fantastic artist products, I'm telling you, you can have a successful and victorious report as well. Who else do we have, Dr. Vanessa?
We have an 832-231. Go on, please.
That's me. Good morning. I tell to my artist family, this is Marie Preston, y'all. I got to give y'all this praise report because I'm excited. And look here, I'm still on a high. I got a chance to fly on the flight by myself going out to Milwaukee. I went out to Dr. Henderson and Jocelyn to their 25th year in the ministry. I was so happy I got a chance to go out there. I want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for praying for me too on the way. and saying, you can do it, girlfriend. I went out there, and I had the time of my life. They treated us like we was queens out there. Plus, I enjoyed the service. Dr. J. Henderson, you just don't know what you've done. In they church, I've been in church all my life just about. And I've always said, those people speaking in tongues, Lord, give me that gift. Is it a gift? Give it to me. And I was out there in their church, and they asked, who want to learn how to speak in tongues? Who want the gift? I stood up and raised my hand. They took me in the back, and before you knew it, I was speaking in tongues. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So now I can have that direct line that's looking here to heaven where I can pray, and the devil don't even hear. But I thank you, Dr. J. I love you. You and your husband, thank y'all for praying for me. And guess what? I don't have a fear of flying. Ain't no telling where y'all going to see me at. Now I'm going to be all over the place, all over the board. So, I flew out there. I went to sleep on the plane going. And when I got on the plane coming back, I went right back to sleep. Didn't take nothing to get in the air. Nothing. Just prayed, got on in the air. So now I don't even need the motion sickness pills or nothing. I'm just willing to go. So I thank God. I thank him for, hey, taking that fear away from me and for y'all praying for me. That go away. And it's gone, y'all. So thank you for your time. Thank y'all for being on the line. Give me that time to say what I needed to say. Back to you.
Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, girl. I'm telling you, Miss Marie Preston, I am so excited about what God has done for you. And for those of you who don't know what it is like to be afraid of anything, I'm telling you, this is a miracle all by itself. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is here for all of us, it is a gift, and he is a gift. He is a part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and he comes to comfort us, he is just absolutely wonderful. So I am so happy that you have received the gift, and there is a book I want to recommend to all of you, even those who have been saved and filled for a long time. It's called The Help by Catherine Marshall, Marshall. It's called The Helper, and this book talks about and teaches on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and how he helps and supports us in our journey and helps you better understand. Who else do we have in the queue, Dr. Vanessa?
All right, Ms. Rushi from Atlanta, your floor is yours.
Good morning. I just want to thank you all for praying for Ms. Larissa and Mr. Bobby down in Miami. He's still in ICU, but we got a report yesterday that he was coughing and he was moving about, and he's doing much better and hoping that he continue to do better. I thank you all for praying for him, and I'd like to give my praise report on that. I've been in artists almost 2 years. I never had a distributor go to the extravaganza to follow me or anything, but I have a cousin I enrolled in Oakland, California, and when he got his nutrition, he went to the warehouse to pick his up in San Jose. And when he picked it up, I didn't hear from him, so I thought he was mad with me. He called me on Friday and said, "Cuz, are you going to the extravaganza?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Not only do I like the product, I'm going to meet you there," and he's bringing two guys with him. So I'm very excited. I enrolled a minister and his wife on Tuesday. They're excited, and they're going to be joining our morning master morning call pretty soon.
Ooh.
So you all continue to pray for me, because I know that I'm in the right place at the right time with the right company, and I'm going over the top. Y'all be blessed.
Praise
and pray
God
for me.
Oh, Rusha, that was, girl, that's good. That's good. I am so excited. I'm looking forward to meeting your guests there, your cousin and his folk there in Extravaganza. Rusha, I'm telling you, you are absolutely right. If you just hang in here, do the right thing, the fruit will eventually materialize and come your way. Let me see. Who else do we have on the line, Dr.
Sunshine
J?
Sunshine from Houston. Miss Gail, you're up.
Okay. I am very excited. I just thank God that, you know, for the longest, I've been in the business over 2.5 years and do a lot of traveling, and And I must admit, I had started to put on some pounds. And when I looked up at the beginning of last year, 2010, I was 165 pounds, and I could wear a 32 Body Magic, but I really would wear a 34 because I don't like the stuff being too tight, even though I would wear it in the third hook. And so people would say, oh, you don't need that, that's too big. I didn't care, I would wear a 34. And so all year I really did maintain that weight. I mean, I kind of would go up a couple, down a few. But at the beginning of this year, when artists released the weight loss challenge, I said, uh-uh, I want to come on down, because I don't care what people tell you that you look like. You know what's in your closet and what don't feel right and how you really want to be. And so I started the weight loss challenge on January the 5th, and I thank God that I have released 12 pounds. I put on last Saturday, I put on a 32 Body Magic and went to the meeting and went all the way over to the third hook, and I say, woo, this is serious. So when I later this week, I got on the scale one morning, I had lost another pound or whatever, and I said, oh, I'm going to try on this 30 Body Magic. And I'm just so thankful to say I am in a 30 Body Magic. I have released 12 pounds, and I'm still on my program. Every day I do the Nutri-Shake with the top fiber, because we definitely need the top fiber. I will either do the AM or the Thermogen, and of course I take my Cran Aloe and my Super Digestive Support and my Labib and all of that. But I am just so excited because I know the weight can be released. And I will say I thank God for the discipline, because it's all about discipline. I just want to say this really quick as well. I had to have a procedure done early in January, and so I have not been able to exercise at all. And so the weight that I've released was totally without exercise. And so I am just so glad that now I'm going to be able to add exercise into it as well, and to tone and tighten. But I am extremely, extremely excited. And when they say who done lost 10, come across the stage, Gail is going to run across the stage. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I tell you, that is absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Miss Gail Mathis, we are so excited about your health and about the fact that we have products that will absolutely not only make you feel good, but make you look good too. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. We are now... Oh, yeah.
We have one more in queue before we close out, and we're just going to, Tiffany, real quick, give us your testimony, please, and we'll be through.
Okay, thank you. Really quick, this is for us all. Artist is so fantastic, and I'm so grateful to be a part of Artist International. But see, Artist just set us all up to get paid. And it can start now. It doesn't have to wait till Extravaganza. But if you have the opportunity today to visit Ebony Jet Online, they have advertised our green, clean products in the Ebony magazine. Now, we are, I mean, that is just absolutely awesome to have artists in the Ebony Jet Online magazine, because people all around the world will be reading about our clean green products, and they're going to be wanting them in their house because it's on paper now. So I say print out that information, put it on your Facebook, on your Crazy Good, on your Twitter, and see what God does for you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. That is absolutely wonderful. And we thank God for you sharing that, because I had gotten that and hadn't looked at it, but I'm going in to view it today, Tiffany. Thank you. As we close these testimonies and these good reports, I just want to give one more good report. And for those of you who want to get off, I know that it is already 5:30, so I'm releasing you right now. But listen, this company is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. And just because You have not reached your goal. You may think that artists is declining and going down or whatever the negative word is associated with it. I want you to know that yesterday I listened to a call that was off the chain bad, and it gave a report that just absolutely energized me all over again. In 2009, when all of us were jumping around and jumping out here and talking to everybody, the company earned gross earnings for 2009 was $100 million. But last year, even though I was not able to work this business and many of our volumes went down, the company, because God has ordained this company and one monkey doesn't stop the show, and I'm glad that it doesn't, the company's gross for this year, for 2010, was $140 million. And so we are in a company that is debt-free. We are in a company that is getting ready to expand to two other countries. We are in a company that believes in God, put God first, has from the very beginning, and continues to put God first as we are making decisions. So I'm excited about going to the extravaganza and hearing the forecast and hearing the lunches that are going to be made for this company. So I will advise anybody on this call to go out and get as many people as you can, as quick as you can, to get in this business and get moving, because this is a business that I believe God has ordained for this season. We are now going to who for a closing prayer?
Kathy. Kathy's on the line ready to close us out, Dr. PK.
Okay. Kathy, as you are preparing to close us out, we want you to pray for the Mims family who just got got an evil report yesterday on this cancer thing. It has spread it to the lungs, and the hospice is coming today. But I say that as long as there's breath, there is hope. And so we want to pray for them. And we also want to pray for, help me, Vanessa Marie's friend. That the funeral is
for
tomorrow.
Gwen, Gwen's family. The McCullen, the funeral is tomorrow. Her homegoing celebration, and she's like a sister to our Marie Preston. And just pray for the entire family, her daughter, and everyone as they have the homegoing service tomorrow for Gwen's family.
All right.
And definitely continue to pray for Stormy's brother, Larissa Barclay's husband, who's in intensive care. We heard Rushi say he's doing better. Continue to keep him lifted up in your prayers.
Okay. Can you all hear me very well?
Yeah,
are you loud
we can
and
hear
clear?
You.
Okay, excellent. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you're alone our God. We thank you because you sit on the throne of our lives. And, oh, God, we bless you for all the awesome testimonies that have come forth. Thank you, Lord God, that we truly overcome by the words of our mouth and by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives. We won't forget your benefits, God. We won't forget the things that you have done. And today we have taken a look down memory lane and just reflected on your goodness. And we give you glory and we give you honor for all the good things that you've done, all the good report of the weight loss, all the good report, Lord God, of healing and breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord God, for salvation and deliverance. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We bless your name today and give you much praise. Lord, we just honor you. We love you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for these that are on the prayer list this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We hold them up before you, the Mim family, Lord God, that's dealing with the cancer, Gwen family, Lord God, that needs comfort. We know that you're the God of all comfort. We thank you, Lord God, to be absent from the body, to be present with you. And so we pray, Lord God, that you would comfort this family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are Stormy's brother and the fact that he's improving. Thank you, Lord God, that you're touching his body even the more, Lord God. And this cancer, we rebuke that now in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. We understand, God, that you're the God of all flesh and that there is absolutely nothing too hard for you. And so, God, I thank you. I agree that as long as there is breath in her body or his body, Lord God, that there's still an opportunity for you to step in. And we agree today, God, we stand in the gap. Hallelujah. We build up the heads right now. We stand in the gap, Lord God, and we believe you to be the God of breakthrough. We believe you to be the God of deliverance. Hallelujah. Hold up Jeremy before you right now this morning, God. We call out Jeremy's name before you. You're the God of deliverance. And we pray right now, God, that you will set him free. Bind every diabolical attack of the enemy now. We declare and decree that every stronghold will be pulled down in Jesus' name. We agree, Lord God, as a family. We thank you. We stand in the gap. And we believe you, God, to be the God of breakthrough and miracles. And we declare and decree that every attack of the enemy be reversed, returned to the sender in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are in control of our lives, and we give you much praise, and we give you much glory. We come against any retaliation, any attack of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, each and every one on this call, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that is the one protecting us and keeping us. Send forth your warring angels to hold back the hand of the enemy as we continue to do what you called and purposed us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Back to you, Pastor PK, Pastor Vanessa.
Praise God. We thank God. We thank God for you and you giving your giving us our covering here as we are closing this call. We also, is this Friday, you all?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Today is the day to take prayer requests.
Yeah.
We're 6 minutes over, so maybe for 5 minutes we can open up and if there's any prayer requests that we have not covered have not been brought forth.
I would like for us to pray for those who are traveling this weekend. We understand that the Super Bowl is this weekend, and in spite of the fact that you know the weather has just been very different. Here we know that people have spent a lot of money. They should have been tithing some of them, but they have spent a lot of money, and Dallas was looking for a real financial breakthrough. I pray that Pastor Vanessa can get some of that coming down there through there, and some of those people coming into the business. But let's pray that God's perfect will be done. That has been a concern that somebody brought to my attention. In addition to that, let us pray for traveling mercies and traveling graces for all of us who are headed to Las Vegas, which is next week. It is next week. And so this weather has really thrown, a lot of people. I think the last report is over 100 million people stranded in airports, on trains, buses, cars, and that sort of thing. So let us really take that into consideration as we are sitting in our warm houses and able to move around in our vehicles, that God will give us traveling grace and traveling mercies this week as well. Those are the two major ones that I have. Do we have anybody else in the queue for a prayer request?
Yes, I'm trying to clear it because I'm not sure. Minister Bobby, did you have a new prayer request? Because I still see you sitting in queue.
No, I guess I'm not muted. I'll mute myself out.
Okay, that's no problem. No problem. Let me see. Miss Marie, you were still there. Did you have a new prayer request?
Oh, no, ma'am. That's it. Just
Okay, no problem. Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to clear out the queue requests to see if there are any new prayer requests. Ms. Rushi, is there another new prayer request that you have? Okay. So she must not have one either. And, okay, now I see a new 443-324. You can go on. whoever's your number starts at 443. I'm not sure where that is. 224?
Yes. Uh-huh. I have a request of two people that's on drugs real bad.
Okay, and just give us their first names, please.
Their first name, the first name is Rita Monday and Eric Darcy. To the point there, their parents are so sick, they in and out of the hospital because they're on drugs so bad. Nothing they can do for them.
Now, what city is 443?
Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, Eric, go to me. Okay, so Rita and Eric were praying for deliverance from drug addiction. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it caused physical ailments for their parents. Is that what you were saying, dear?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we definitely, definitely will keep them in prayer. I'm sorry, let me cut you off. Was there something else?
Stephen Manga, my son, the drugs.
Okay, and the first name? You just need first name.
Stephen.
Stephen. Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you first. Okay, so Stephen, Rita, and Eric were praying for deliverance from drug addiction. Amen. Okay, well, we've got you covered, and we consider it an honor to put them on the prayer list. Amber and Minister Kathy will add them to our prayer list and commit them to prayer, and all those who are listening, we're all prayer warriors to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request before we close out the call? We've had many prayer requests, and today was exciting to hear testimonies and the breakthroughs and the praise reports. Dr. DK, I think I can. Yes?
This is Kathy. I just wanted to put my husband and son are there in your great city.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to add them to the prayer request. I think Mom K has already talked about traveling mercy, so I just really want to keep them listed in prayer there in preparation for some things they're doing with the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, really keep people in prayer. The only real big gospel thing that was supposed to happen tonight in Fair Park with the Saints got canceled because three of the artists can't even get out to get here. And that really angers, you know, the believers. The one thing that was just going to be all about Jesus, they announced this morning at Fair Park that they had to cancel it because Mary Mary and some of the other main artists cannot get here because of the weather. And so, you know, when you hear Puff Daddy and everybody else can get here, you're like, Jesus, help us. But keep Dallas in prayer and just keep those people in prayer because, you know, people put out money and revenue and attendance to be a blessing. And so traveling mercies, yeah. So definitely for those who are having that concert, I know that's a major. I know one of the promoters, when I heard that this morning, I just went, oh, my God. So just keep us in prayer. Now, I see one more. It's from Durham, North Carolina. The line is open. You can state your prayer request.
Yes, I have a prayer request. I'd like to for the words to come in agreement with us as we trying to settle on getting a home, and that we have a breakthrough with this finance with the bankers and the paperwork.
Give us your first name. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Philip Perry.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
Phyllis Perry.
Phyllis. Okay. Thank you, Phyllis. And we want coming in agreement with you for success in acquiring your new home.
Right.
Okay.
And business strategy.
Oh, okay. And those on the moderator line, make sure you're quiet while you're not talking because I'm picking up your voice, and we want to make sure we hear the prayer request. Okay, Phyllis, we'll be in agreement with you for that new home and that God will give you favor in this process. Is there anything else?
And business strategies for the business.
Okay, business strategies for the artist business.
Yep.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for your prayer request, and we will definitely cover that in prayer. Well, Dr. PK, I think I can turn it back over to you. I don't see any new names.
Last one, Pastor Vanessa.
Pardon?
Last one. I'm sorry. I need to add Jeremy Thompson to our list and just pray for deliverance for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you would text me about that. Okay.
Okay.
Is he a teenager?
Thank you. Yes. Uh-huh. He's a first-year college student.
Okay. Definitely add him to our prayer list for this weekend and all through next weekend. We're going to be excited about having the call there from the MGM Hotel there in Las Vegas. We'll all be there. Many of us will be there. And we're excited about that. Dr. Piquet, turn the call back over to you.
Thank you very much. And as we are closing out, we're going to ask Dr. J if she would come, Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, to close us out in our prayer and cover down on the prayer requests that we have received, and to just close us out for this week as we enter into next week. We thank God for each of you being on the line. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa, for working that board and your IT experience. Thank God for you. And we also want to say to each and every one of you, I love you so very much. And as Pastor, as Dr. J comes to close us out, I want you to have a super fantastic weekend. Dr. J.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning to each of you again this morning. And I want to just go right into prayer for all of those different prayer requests that have come before us. And we trust the Lord who cannot fail. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this absolute privilege again to pray. We know that your word has already declared, and we just come in line with that, that when we pray, you heareth us. God, we thank you that we do not come to a God that cannot hear. We do not come to a God that will not hear. We do not come to a God that's not able to answer prayer, but you are the God that's able to answer prayer. So we thank you today that you are a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. And we just bless you this day. And we hold fast to the confessions that we've already made according to faith and according to your word, Lord God, that everything that we stand in need of, you are a God that will hear and answer and send forth an answer to us speedily. So we bless you and we give you praise and we bless you and we give you the highest honor. And Father, we thank you even now that you will cause us this day to come in line with your word concerning that you are the God that's able to bind up. You have given us that authority from heaven, and so we bind up every principality of the air, every airway that needs to be clear. We speak to it now in Jesus' name, and we say open yourself up so that even now flights can go through, even now trains can go through, even now every mode of transportation that's needed to be released, that the saints of God can get to the places that they need to be, that even now, God, that you would open them up even in the airways. And we speak to that in Jesus' name, and we say even now that every place that we need to be, we are able to get there, and we will get there safely. I speak to that cancer demon in the name of Jesus, and we call you by name. We are assured today that Jehovah Rapha is the God that healeth us. So we're not coming pleading concerning cancer. Cancer is a name, and we have a name that is higher than any other name, and that name is Jesus. So we send forth the word of God and the anointing of God as well as the authority of the name of Jesus. And we speak to cancer. I don't care what part of the body is in. We speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say even now, be gone in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for healing virtue going through their bodies. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for every financial breakthrough. You are the God of Jehovah Jireh today. You supply everything that we need. I say even now, according to your word, you are a shepherd, and we shall not want. Hallelujah. And we bless you today, Lord God, for being our shepherd. Everything that we stand in need of, you are able, you are willing to give to the saints of God. So I thank you today that every need that we have has been met sufficiently. And God, I even decree and declare a surplus of prosperity over every person that's on this call today. According to Deuteronomy 28, verse 11, you said it, God. And because you said it, we bring you back in alignment to your word. Not because you have forgotten, but God, we recall back to our mind what you've already said for us.
And we thank you today for having a remembrance of what you have already said. So we bless you and we give you praise. We bless you, we give you glory, and we bless you, we give you honor. We speak deliverance to Jeremy and to all of these requests that have come on this line this morning. God, is anything too hard for you? And God, we know the answer to that is no. There is nothing that is too hard for you. Your arms are not too short to deliver. Your arms are not too short to save. Your arms are not too short, God, to do these things that we've asked you. So we stand now with confidence today, knowing that we've prayed, knowing that we've interceded, knowing that, God, that you've gone before us, and knowing that you have our back this day. And because of that, God, we rest now. We wait on you, and we're being still, knowing that you will send forth the answer speedily. And so we bless you, and we give you praise now, that, Father, that as we meet again on Monday morning, that you would encourage our hearts throughout the weekend. And that, Father, we will mount up with wings as an eagle, and we will run and not get weary. We will walk and not fail this day. And, God, we thank you even now that as we're going through, you will go through it with us, and we will come out victoriously at the end. So we bless you, and we give you praise, glory, and the highest honor. And we do it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor PK.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. God bless you. Have a super fantastic weekend. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.